You wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation.
Rollin'. Hold it now.
From Los Angeles this morning. He's there for the NAACP Image Awards this weekend. Roland Martin, good morning.
Good morning. Looking forward
what
to
up,
it.
Bro, bro.
Jay, how you doing? Always a pleasure kicking in with you. Your nice Sigma color. So glad to see you. I didn't know what the hell that means. All right, folks.
You know.
I really don't. I really don't. It's only about 8 Sigmas in America. All right. I
and
was
the two loudest.
Well, last week, we talked to Nancy DeVille, reporter for the Nashville Tennessean, with regards to civil rights activist Helen Bailey. She was, of course, fighting to stay in her home. She's 79 years old. Well, Nancy has an update. A lot of our listeners participated in making what we're about to say a reality. Nancy, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what's the update? Will Helen stay in her house, or will J.P. Morgan Chase tell her you need to go find you a new place to live?
She is staying in her home, and this is a huge victory for Ms. Bailey.
All right, so what are the details? What happened? How is she staying in her home?
Well, the terms of the agreement between Ms. Bailey and Chase Bank are confidential, so I really don't know. But her attorney did tell me yesterday that she will be able to stay in her home until she dies, and she will only be responsible for paying the property taxes and homeowner's insurance.
Wow. So she got the hookup of all hookups.
Basically, yes.
So was it the hot light of Roland and the Tennessean and all the others that put some pressure on them, you think?
Yeah, her attorney said that he believes it was. And, you know, he really think that it was started with the Occupy Nashville movement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because they were really on the forefront in bringing attention to this issue. And they started this online petition on change.org. And they were able to gather nearly 82,000 signatures.
Wow.
And so I received countless number of phone calls and emails from Tom Jordan Morning Show listeners who were also very eager to help.
Now, obviously, when there's a victory like this, I'm sure Occupy Nashville, they're saying, okay, what's next? And so what is next for them in terms of dealing with this mortgage crisis, in terms of helping other people as well for the banks to assist them?
They did say that they are not going to stop with Ms. Bailey, and they are looking at, you know, several other cases here with people who are in the same position where they could be assistance to them also.
I know there's a lot of people listening saying, I'm underwater and I need help. How can they get the same kind of help as Ms. Bailey?
I think it's just, you know, putting a lot of pressure on these lenders. That her attorney tells me yesterday that he had been working with this with them for, you know, about since last April. And, you know, they were really not able to come to any type of resolve. But when it really hit the media like it did, you know, Chase Bank responded. And, you know, I even spoke with a representative from them yesterday. And they said that they were very happy to reach a solution in this case.
You know, Nancy, we've seen this in other places, you know, all across the country the last several years, that when the media light is shown on a situation, then the banks respond. But obviously there are just literally thousands and thousands of other folks who are not in that situation. And so what are the activists saying to them in terms of putting pressure on banks? Are the activists looking to really broaden this beyond just a few people?
Occupy Nashville said that they are. They are, you know, looking at establishing an affordable housing trust. They want to be able to provide, you know, housing to an estimated, you know, they said 4,000 unhoused people here in Nashville. And they want to really educate homeowners about their rights. That was really what they are concentrating now on, really going in and being able to educate homeowners about what their rights are.
And just for folks who are listening, also understand when President Barack Obama talked about the changes to the home ownership policy that he put forth, also this big $26 billion settlement, part of that was to force these mortgages to make it a lot clearer as to the language in these contracts. So, Nancy, we certainly appreciate your work on this with the Tennessean with regards to Helen Bailey. And also, just for other folks out there, understand that the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau also was trying to make changes so people are very clear what they're signing and they're not sitting here put in a difficult position. So, Nancy, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Good job,
right.
Nancy. Good job,
Helen Bailey. Good job.
All right.